Four Sturgeon County residents have stepped up to run in this December's by-election in Division 6. Sturgeon County residents Jason Berry, Marty DeRuin, Chris Hewson, and Ron Start have filed to run in the Division 6 by-election as of the close of nominations on November 15. Ronald Shaw was elected Division 6 councillor in the October 18 municipal election, but resigned the day before he was set to be sworn in. County Council scheduled a by-election on October 28. Berry, who placed second to Shaw in the election, was the first to step up to run in the by-election, officially filing his papers November 3. The Gazette profiled him October 30. Three other runners, Marty DeRuin, filed his nomination on November 10. At 67, Marty is a lifelong resident of Division 6 and brother of Sturgeon County Coun. Dan DeRuin, who ran in the 2017 municipal election, during which he came in second to Karen Shaw. He served on the Heartland Residents Task Force in 2018-2019 along with Ronald Shaw. Marty said he helped Ronald put up campaign signs in the last election and would have run for office himself had Ronald not stepped forward. "Our division has gotten basically no attention for the last number of years," Marty said, and he hopes to keep area residents informed about council's actions, if elected. Marty was a founding director for the Alberta Liquor Store Association and previously served as a director with the Coronado Gas Co-op and the Bon Accord Gibbons Rural Electrification Association. He has founded restaurants throughout Sturgeon County, worked in real estate, traveled to about 30 nations, and sold typewriters. Marty said he hopes to meet with every Division 6 resident, if elected, to determine their specific concerns around roads, heavy haul traffic, and internet access. He said the creativity he used as a businessman could bring a fresh approach to the county's problems. Marty said he would stay in office for just one term if elected, as he does not think people should view politics as a career. "If I can't pass on my knowledge and feelings in 4 years, I'm not doing my job." An oil and gas process operator, Hewson, 47, said he has lived basically his whole life in Sturgeon County and has deep family roots in Division 6. He said former area councillor Karen Shaw showed him the importance of effective council representation and did much to support him over the years. "Now that Karen has stepped down, I thought maybe I can offer the same strong voice, work ethic, and dedication she did, because she was absolutely amazing." Hewson said he did not run in the last election as he was concerned at the time that his kids might have to learn from home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He said he is now confident that he will have more than enough time to manage council business. Hewson said residents flagged roads, drainage, and budgets as their top concerns in this division. "We're in a division with all these industrial plants paying a lot of taxes. Why does it seem like the majority of services are going to other divisions?" Hewson said he has sat on various work-related committees and served as the fire incident commander at what is now the Nutrien fertilizer plant. He was also a volunteer with the Coronado United Church. Start, 68, is a retired TELUS employee, a past president of the Casa Vista Country Club, and a 21-year resident of Division 6. He said he decided to take the plunge on November 8 after Ronald resigned, having spent many years pondering a run for office. "I want to see if I can make a difference," he said. Start said he is a good listener with a lot of people experience from his time with TELUS, as well as a quick learner with plenty of free time to work on council. "Vote for me because I'm going to listen to your concerns," he said. Start said Division 6 residents ranked roads and security as their top concerns, which he will do his best to ensure are addressed in the county's budget. By-election details: Division 6 residents will pick one of these candidates as their council representative December 13. Any Canadian citizen who is 18 or older and lives in Division 6 on December 13 can vote in the by-election. Anyone who can't make it to the polls December 13 due to physical disability, absence from the county, or being a poll worker can request a mail-in ballot. In an email, returning officer Jesse Sopko said advance polls will be held from 3 to 8 p.m. on December 2 at the Gibbons Legion, 5027 50th Street, Gibbons, and during those same hours on December 9 at the Redwater Pioneer Club, 4916 50th Street, Redwater. Election day polls will be open at Coronado Hall, 23108 TWP. Road 570, the Gibbons Legion, and the Redwater Pioneer Club from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on December 13. Questions on the by-election should go to SOPCO at election@sturgeoncounty.ca or 780-939-4321. Division 6 residents should direct any council-related concerns to councillors Neil Comeau and Dan DeRuin prior to the by-election.